Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. Welcome, Natalia, my girl, my girly pop from LA. I'm in LA. I'm doing multiple episodes today. I was going to change my outfit and lie to my friends and say that it was a new day, but it's not. So, Lev, no, I'm not doing it. Here I am. Just here we are. No.
Yes. So now she will be adding a new tier.
It's the topless tier.
The premium tier.
Yes. It's in the works. Okay, where do we start? Okay, Natalia, a real LA girly. You're one of my only, I just told you this, you're one of my only friend, one of two, I believe, that are not transplants that are in LA.
That's really sad.
You're a true LA girly. Yes. And I know multiple people here, but they're not from here.
Well, I think that's a pretty common thing, like, considering we're such, like, a melting pot, and it's, you know,
LA. It's a major city people
It's like
move
New York
to.
City. Everybody moves to these places to, like, make shit pop and happen, and it just so happens to be it's a lot of people from other places. And Yeah,
so. But I'm thankful for you because you could tell me, like, what's what and, of like, course. Real L.A. stuff.
I literally, like, L.A. is just the love of my life.
Yes.
Like, it's always been. And so I get really defensive about it. And I'm like, wait, no, and then we have this and we have that.
No, my other friend that's from here, too, like, when I told you when people complain, they're like, nah, go home then. Like,
exactly. Well, you know what it is?
You're not even, like, from here.
Because, especially, like, more recently, I feel like LA has changed so much. Not necessarily for the best. And I don't know if it's within our, like, our city's, like, management. I'm not really sure exactly what the true issue is, but it's a little different. However, if you're really from here and you're really active in, like, the community and the scene, like, you know where to go. You know the places that are dope. You know where to find, like, true culture. You know where to find. And so a lot of times people who are not from here, they don't have access or they don't know. So they have a bad impression. Like, they want to go to the fucking Hollywood Walk of Fame. Okay, bozo. Like, of course you're going to not have a good time. Like, that's not the place where we would recommend if you're from here. So I think, so when I hear, like, people like, oh, I don't like it, or, oh, it's not what I thought, or especially if they're visiting, I'm like, don't you ever come back here.
I think about how I would feel if I heard somebody shitting on the Bay Area that's not from there. Yeah. I'll slap the fuck out of you.
That's
don't
how I feel. My blood
don't
boils.
Do that. Go back to Idaho. Don't fucking do that. So I get it. I totally get it.
And I know, listen, we're having some hard times right now. I get it, okay? Yeah. But, you know, we're still there.
It's still LA.
It's still LA, and nobody's going to ever come and, like, you know, take that away
completely
from us.
Completely take it, no.
No, so just be patient, give us a little time. And and if you can't be understanding, we don't need you here. We don't like it.
Go back home. You're one of my longtime friends.
Yes.
Last night we were at dinner, and we were trying to remember how we met.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we fucking know.
I don't think I do remember the first time I saw you, though.
Okay.
And then I just don't remember how it turned into, like, us actually, like, connecting or following each other or whatever. But, like, I was telling you, I had this ex-boyfriend. I was, like, literally, I feel like I was, like, 23 or 24. This is a long time,
this
girl.
This is
we
a
go
long,
deep.
Long...
Fuck, wait, hold on. Hold on. Don't age me. It ain't that.
I didn't say that.
No, I aged myself. Okay, about, like, what? Like, 15 years ago, maybe. So
we'll
I had
just
this,
say that.
Yeah, I had this ex-boyfriend. He was dope. He was like, he always put me up on, like, music or, like, art, or, like, he would always show me, like, fly girls that he thought were dope. And so we, like, I loved it, especially because I was starting my jewelry brand, and he'd be like, oh, this girl should model for you. You should send her this, or blah, blah, blah. So anyway, one day he was like, hey, he's like, have you ever seen Debbie's mom? And I'm like, little Debbie? He's like, yeah, she's so fucking dope. And I was like, no, really? So he sent me your profile, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's fucking dope. Because I had never seen a girl with a tatted face ever in my
Back
life.
Back then, nobody did
It wasn't
that.
A thing.
Yeah,
and
it was,
so I'm like,
thank you for saying that, because right now, I look like one of these people that just popped out with them.
No, girl.
When I was doing it, no one was doing it.
She's been like this for even longer than that. Yeah. Like, So, yeah, and I was like,
mom.
I had never seen, like, a really pretty girl, or, like, besides the chick. Who was the chick that did the tiger on her face? Remember?
Monica? Was her name Monica?
She was on
from,
a show.
She was on that dating.
Yeah, but she, like.
For the love of.
Flavor of love. Something like
flavor
that.
Flavor of love.
That's
Danger.
Danger.
And
there
I think
go.
Her real name was Monica.
So that's the only other chick I ever saw. And then everybody chalked it up to, like, oh, no, she's because she lost her mind. That's why she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse
Same.
Me. So. same, different font. But yeah, so I had never seen like a really like fly, pretty girl like with her face all tight. I'm like, this is like, she's badass. Like immediately, not to age us so much, but in those days, like tattoos were still not really a thing. Like if you had tattoos that were visible, like on your arms, on your face, the face was like so taboo. That wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
You knew that this person gave zero fucks.
And you knew they were getting money.
Absolutely.
Like you knew that they were
hustling somehow.
They were their own boss.
Absolutely.
Like, basically.
And so immediately I'm like, I fuck with this girl. Like I respect it. I respect it so much. So I know that's when I started like following you, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Hold on, because a lot of people are probably confused as fuck right now.
What?
One, I am not Debbie's mom. Okay? Let's back that up real quick.
Wait, we don't have proof. She might be. We don't know.
I don't know where it came about, who started it, but at some point someone said it, right? Her being funny, like, was trolling.
She is really funny.
And, like, posted or something, happy birthday to my mom, something like that, kept it going, and then people, like, were really thinking that. I totally forgot about that.
That's
time.
That's really funny.
And when you brought that up, I was dying laughing, because now I remember, yeah, a lot of people actually thought that. That would be really cute. But
actually, I thought it was so dope, because then it really,
so cute.
It made me like her more, too. I was like, oh, shit.
She does have her own dope mom.
Well,
but,
I know, because
her
mom is like was, like, in a punk group. Or like,
no,
wasn't
that
she?
that was Krayshawn's mom.
Oh, Jesus.
No, her mom was actually worked in fashion and is like very artsy and is amazing.
That makes sense.
She has a very awesome mom.
Debbie is also. I know it's not the Debbie show, but I do think that she needs honorable mention because I think Debbie's so fly.
Yeah, she is. Always has been. It ain't going nowhere.
Super intelligent, very articulate, very fucking smart.
Yes.
So that makes sense for her to have.
Shout out Debbie and her mom. Yes.
So that
her real mom. Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, so back then, I don't remember when we first met in person. I don't know.
I don't know either, girl.
It happened. That's all that matters. Uh-huh. So
possibly that.
I know we had some mutual friends in common.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know. Like, maybe it started on social media, but at some point we linked.
Uh-huh. And then we would like talk more frequently.
Yep.
And I think... Yeah, girl, I don't know. Did you come to Scam and Jam, my party?
That wasn't the first time we linked. No.
I really don't know.
Honestly. I don't know either, but she's just became a friend that I tap in with anytime I'm here. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love you. So here we are.
Too.
We don't know how we got here, but we're here.
Well, it's a full circle moment.
Yeah.
Don't know where the circle started.
Don't know where it's going. It hasn't closed yet. So we'll see.
Well, here we are.
What do I have in here? I got a lot of notes for us.
Okay.
Okay, we went out last night. Let's talk about
that. We had us a fucking
you
time.
You still got your
I don't
wristband.
Ever want to take it off.
I took mine off because I was like, should I? I don't know. I took it off.
I forgot.
We went and had us a time last night. It was the 8th annual Pornhub Awards. We went to this amazing venue that I actually found out is like a family-owned thing.
Okay.
They have mariachis. They have like gay male strippers.
So they're with the
grandmas shits. There. They have like the bar. They have like all kinds
they
of shit.
They were wonderful. The staff was great.
The style in there and the decor looks like you're in TJ or something.
Yeah, it's giving like 70s Mexican like TJ bar. Yeah.
Yes, amazing.
And I'm so upset that I've never heard of that place.
Yeah.
Ever. And
never
I'm like,
seen
and
it.
And I'm outside.
Yeah,
I am
yeah.
outside. And I'm like, how did I not
a
know?
A hidden gem.
A hidden gem is absolutely correct. It's giving, there's another bar that I told you that's very, like, infamous in downtown LA called La Cita.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar vibes.
Really?
Yeah. But
everybody, we got to go there next.
Everybody goes to La Cita. In fact, maybe tonight will be the night, girl. I don't know how much.
We'll see how much energy I get. Maybe tonight. I don't know.
Maybe tonight. We'll stop in real quick. But it was
the
dope.
Place we were at, I heard that they're only open, like, 2 days a week. So we got to find out what them days are.
Interesting.
And pull up.
I need to go do an event there.
Or that.
Yeah.
And make sure I'm involved. Please, because I fucking love it.
Well, maybe when you do, you got to come down and do one of your live shows in L.A. Girl, you just stay in the Bay. Hello, you have fans here, too.
I do. I have a lot of listeners here.
Uh-huh.
Lots of kittens.
Hello,
yeah.
I can help you plan it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to put that together. Anyway, we go to this awards, okay? They did have mariachis. They were leaving when we got there, so we missed that part. But it was fucking amazing. So many creators,
good.
So many performers, so many.
Did you know Diplo was spinning? I didn't even know.
No.
Yeah, he was the DJ. Girl, we were already on a sick
list. I was looking around and I'm recognizing so many people that I'm mutuals with on social media that I've never met in person. And I'm like thinking, why didn't I expect them to be here? A dom, a fucking porn girl, like all these different people. And I'm like, what the fuck? I see a rapper that I follow, like all these people. And it was crazy.
Also, LA's really small. So I ran into friends there too. I'm like, shit. So I'm like, but that's kind of like.
That's how it be. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
You'd be like random places.
The Bay ain't really like that.
Really?
Yeah. You'll not run into people like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think you're. I mean, well, it also depends, like, who you are. Like, if you're how active you are, like, outside.
But, how much outside you are.
But I think it happens pretty frequently. Well, at least to me. Yeah. I'm like, I just run into people in, like, random places. And
It was great, though.
I thought it was a ball.
Everybody, it was so inclusive of everybody. It was so welcoming. Everybody was happy. No drama. It was a beautiful event. I'm so thankful.
The energy was the shit. Like, yes. I loved how there was, like, the girl in the wheelchair. There was, like, nobody gave a fuck. Nobody. Everybody was, like, completely themselves. Yep. Accepting of whoever the fuck was there. Everybody. Yeah. It was just so. And everybody was, like.
Everybody had their own style. It wasn't, like, a dress
code.
Everybody
was so happy because they're getting paid.
Because they have money?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it the liquor, the open bar?
It was an open bar. It was an open taco truck, but we had already ate dinner. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Shout out, Alex, for extending the invite to us. It was great. Thank we had you, a girl. Time. I'm hungover today, but I'm here because I got work to do.
That's my fault. Poor thing.
She said, it's okay.
At dinner, she was like, no, I'm only having two drinks. And listen, the thing about me is I am... like a self-proclaimed, and I'm sure other people will claim it too, I'm a party girl.
You know
and
how so to have fun.
I love to have fun. I love to have fun. And what's the best type of fun? Well, that sounds really bad if I say this.
Drinking!
Well, like they go hand in hand. No. So I was like, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
And as we got to the bar, she was like, no. And then she'd be like, okay.
I didn't know it was open bar, first of all. That's what really probably did
it. Oh, I read that on the invite. I was like,
I didn't
hell
even fucking
yeah.
know that. I had two excellent Bloody Marys at dinner.
You they sure were did.
Chef's kiss. Amazing. That would have been enough. The second one they brought me was bigger than the first. That should have been enough.
Well, I will say you're a fun drunk.
Thank you.
You were so fun and you were so like, you're just with the shits. And I was like,
because it was no tequila. I kept telling you, if I have tequila, I'm going to jail tonight.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm going to ruin our time.
Oh.
Just because I get so weird. I get like aggressive. Like,
well, at least you're self-aware.
Yes. So I stay away from it. It's just not for me. It's not my drink. So, it was great.
That's me with weed, girl.
You get weird?
Oh, girl, I go into a schizophrenic psychosis.
That's what I do, too.
100%. Yeah. My oldest brother's schizophrenic, so I couldn't figure out why the fuck I would trip bad, like bad.
So we're the same in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Do people tell you it's just the strain? You gotta try. And I'm like, no, listen to me. Listen to me. Any form of THC?
Anything.
I need the mental hospital.
Anything.
Yeah.
And it's weird because when I was younger, like, I used to smoke every fucking day, and it was not a thing. Mm-hmm. And this started happening. My dad died when I was 17, like, almost 18. And then when I would smoke, I would trip, but I thought it was because of my dad dying and that I would, like, get too much in my thoughts. And then I developed a fear of death. And then I would always, like, I would diagnose myself with, like, oh, my God, I have cancer. I have this. I have that. And everything always related to death, but it would happen specifically with weed. So I was like, I related. I thought that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, all these years later and all these terrible, like, I have horrible experiences where I'm, like, trying to jump out the car on the freeway. Like, it's bad. Or, like, thinking somebody's kidnapping me. It's my boyfriend I live with for 2 years. Like, not knowing who he is anymore. And so it's the weirdest shit. Come to find out. That if you're predisposed to schizophrenia, which my oldest brother's schizophrenic, that THC
my
has
dad
something.
Is schizophrenic.
Yep. So THC has something that triggers that. The thing is that the fucking scary shit is weed could send you into a psychosis.
Into a permanent one.
A permanent one, and you can become schizophrenic.
And I've tried to explain that to people.
People don't, because it's new information.
They don't get it.
And they don't get it.
And they don't accept it.
Yeah,
and I'm especially weed lovers, like that have the knowledge about the strains and all that. I'm like, listen.
This is
in your mind,
that.
You need to understand, I'm like allergic. Yeah. Like, think of it that way. Yeah. I'm like allergic
to THC.
That's
a good way to put it.
I cannot fucking have it. But they act like I'm exaggerating. I just haven't had the right indica and all that. No.
Listen. I used to think the same thing because my boyfriends would tell. For some reason, I always end up with fucking weed smokers. It's so annoying to me because it's like the addict ones that will go out of their way and inconvenience everybody to get their weed. So it's really fucking annoying. somehow I always end up with those, and then like, no, and or like they pressure me, and then like, oh no, and then they learned. I think my last boyfriend was like, after I tried to jump out the freeway, yeah. he was like, bitch, I will never, I promise to God, I will never ask yeah. you to smoke. And I'm like, thank you.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Because I hate it.
Yeah.
But also, a weird thing, I don't know if you've tried this, like, when I get drunk, I get real, like, bold. Mm-hmm. There's been times where if I'm drinking, I will smoke, and it's, like, nothing. I just fall asleep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm too scared to try it.
I don't know if liquor, like, balances out something. I'm
the
not
sure. thing with the weed, it like, the few times I've tried to hit weed, like, one time when I've been hungover or yeah. something, really trying to get rid of a hangover or, like, a migraine or something, it won't go away. Like, the shit will happen. I'll start feeling crazy, but the high will not go off one hit, girl. It'll last, like, 13 hours, 15 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could eat, I could sleep, wake up, still high. It won't go away.
It's a chemical reaction.
Yes.
So that's a sign to not.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
It's just terrifying. I do love shrooms, though. A lot.
I microdosed, and it was really pleasant. Music yeah. sounded really good. Colors looked really good to me. It wasn't too much, nothing too crazy. I want to try to trip again yeah. one day, like a real trip, and see how it goes in a safe environment.
You know, with shrooms, for me, it's just all fun and games.
Yeah.
It's just everything's
happiness.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's everything's good. Fucking hilarious. It's really
that fun. Sounds
fun. And then especially yeah. like a lot of times we do it with like the girls when we're having a girls' night in. I don't like to do it outside, just like when we're yeah. inside. And then we'll like watch funny movies and we cook, and then it's just us like
that
being silly.
Cute.
And
yeah.
it's so
just
fun.
Just being girls.
And just being fucking stupid girls and
that's
like
all.
Yeah, and like just talking shit and
that
like
sounds
oh
cute.
It's really fun. So I'm like, oh, those are our favorite like little get togethers, but
I'll try that one day.
You should. You just gotta be with the right group of people. The people you feel safe with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know, like if you act dumb or you do something stupid, they're not going to judge
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe my sister. She's good at taking care of me when I'm like doing too much. I've thought about her. So anyway, we went out last night. That was amazing. You're a businesswoman.
That.
Beyond. Okay. You wear many hats. Shout out Lala.
Yes.
That's your partner.
That's my partner in crime.
Yes. In all the crimes. Let's go over some of your businesses. Okay, so before we start, I always get asked, and it's become kind of my trademark thing, this fucking lipstick I got on. It's my official lipstick. I've even done our branding around this color. This
love.
Perfect shade of red. Yeah. Sweet Streets Cosmetics Escandalosa. This is her company. This is her brand. And it's I don't love it just because I love you. Like, it's really the best formula,
yeah.
the longest lasting, and
thank
the
you.
Perfect red. Also, when I wear eyeliner, Wing Queen, that's also her. So when I be, you know, a lot of people ask, and I always shoot them y'all way. It's, yeah, this is her, that's one of her many companies.
Yeah, so, fuck, where do I even start? Well, just
was
even.
Honeybee
was first.
Yeah.
So, okay, we could start there.
Okay.
So, I started initially in more of, like, the streetwear side of things with a jewelry brand called Honeybee Gold. And I named it that because I've always been, like, a super hip-hop nerd. And I loved fucking a super Wu-Tang stan. And I wanted to name
yes.
it Honey Dip. And then
yes.
the people were like, don't name it that. And then I was like, I want to name it Killer Bee. They're like, don't name it that. And then I kind of, like, merged the two.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have just stayed. I would have stuck to, like, one or the other. But whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I started designing jewelry. I first started with like doing acrylic pieces, and that over the years turned into me manufacturing overseas like metal pieces, like gold plated.
Mm-hmm.
That
all the hood favorites.
All yeah, absolutely.
Nike pieces, rose gold rose charms, hearts with the rose, like all the if you grew up around any swap meets,
yeah.
any you know, hood jewelry, gold spots, like all of those token pieces growing up, like, you recreated.
Well, see, that was always my intention, was, like, to bring, like, those are hood classics. Like,
right.
A lot
of people didn't grow up around that either.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, if you grew up around swap meets, like, that's the kind of jewelry you had access to. That was, like, you know, there were staple
it's
pieces.
It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic. So
I used to wear a gold cap with a Nike cutout.
That's cute.
It. Yeah. Like,
that's super
I used to,
cute.
I stayed in the hood shop.
Exactly.
The gold
shop. So that's kind of the premise of Honeybee of that, but merging
earrings.
It with fashion. And so I would do a lot of like things that, you know, I've always been obsessed with, like Versace, like the Gianni Versace era. So I was very inspired by that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like merging like the hood and then high end and then art together.
Yes.
And that I was amazing. Like I started in my mom's garage, And that turned into something of, like, within a matter of months, I was starting to get called. This was, like, this was MySpace days. It wasn't even Instagram yet. It was MySpace was where I would put everything. And then from there, it turned into, like, Nicki Minaj's stylist. Like, hey, like, we want to do a pool. I don't even remember. Know what the fuck that...
You
what
made is her pool? Custom earrings, right?
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, from there, it went, like, I started... Nicki was, like, my first big break. I, like, met the stylist at LAX, like, at 4 in the morning to, like, hand over jewelry to her. And from there, like, Nicki... Nicki picked all my pieces for she had a video with Waka Flocka, and then everything blew up because Nicki was at her prime.
Yeah,
so everything blew up. My whole life changed after that, and then from there I was getting calls to, like, design for fucking Lady Gaga, for Missy Elliott, for Beyonce, for I've designed for Cardi. I've literally designed for everybody.
It took off pretty
quick. And, like, throughout my career, I mean, like, I've been able to design for a lot of artists, a lot of, like, my own idols. I've you know, been able to, like, you know, been carried in, like, Nordstrom and Complex and
all types of shit. You've done a lot of collabs with a lot of big internet girlies.
Yeah, that was also a
lot that we were friends with.
Yes. So it, Amelia, Ethereal, like, that collab went crazy.
Yes,
like,
her I still people, have some pieces from that.
And that was a very thoughtful collab. We both put a lot of, very intentional, very, like, sourced the gems and the from, like, overseas. Like, it was just amazing. That went crazy. The girls loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I started there with my jewelry brand, and then from there, when it was still, like, in its early stages, because I also would, like, drop in a lot of my Mexican culture with, like, the Virgin Mary and things that weren't really, like, it wasn't really a thing at the time.
Yeah,
but I was very intentional with making sure, like, you knew I'm Mexican,
or, and,
like,
it was included.
And it was included, and I think that it was really important to me, because at the time, like, or just even growing up, not having as even though Mexicans are such a big part of the population, we have never really been represented properly in, like, in mainstream media. Right. So it was really tricky to, like, figure out, like, where you really belonged, especially as a Chicana who a first gen. My parents are from Mexico, so we spent a lot of time in Mexico, and my cousins were very, very clear that you're not Mexican.
Yeah.
You're a pocha, you're a Chicana.
Isn't that funny?
It's how fucked that is? Up because I was like confused. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm so proud of,
like,
you,
Mexican. What are you talking about?
They're like, no, you're not.
You learned English late, right? Uh-huh. Like, and still.
I didn't learn English until I was, like, 5.
And they're still like, nah.
Yeah. They're like, no, you're American. You're American. And so when here, then you're like, no, you're too Mexican. Like, my mom would fucking have a fucking cactus plant in our front yard. So I'm like, where do I belong? Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that it was really important that I put in my culture and what I was creating, because I wanted other girls to relate and to see, like we belong. Yes. We, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm one of you guys.
Right.
So from there, early on, Lala found me on Twitter. She slid in my DMs. I didn't know who she was at the time, but quickly I learned, like, she was a singer-songwriter, and she had, like, songs on the radio, like, Power 106. She was, like, she had a song with The Game, or, like, I think a Fat Joe at the time as well. Mm-hmm. So she was, like, she was making her
rounds. She had some motion.
She definitely had some motion, and she was, like, hey, like, she invited me to her birthday, and I was, like, that's weird. Like, to, like, meet a friend on the internet is fucking weird. I only meet boys, not girls.
But okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, so... I did end up going to her birthday, but we linked up after because she had, like, she's like, I have some ideas. Like, I would like, if you want to take a meeting with me. And I was like, I don't know this girl, but I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Because she's clearly legit. So she was working on, like, a reality show, and she's like, I think you'd be perfect, whatever. Immediately after meeting her, we were like, we joked that we're, like, lesbians. We moved in 2 weeks after. Like, because she, because I was
quick.
Like,
it was a marriage.
It was really quick. Because we were so similar. Like, truly. Like, we were, like, the girls wearing, like, the Jordan retros with, or, like, the Cortez with the Gucci bag with, like, you know what I mean?
Leopard print.
Bandanas. Listening to hip hop, but also in a lowrider. You know what I mean? So it was, like, we were, like, a hodgepodge of, like, a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. And we, like, had never really met, like,
others
somebody
like that.
Others like us. So we linked up, like, we, from there, you know, I was still, because I was living in Riverside with my mom, which is, like, about an hour from here. And so she's like, come move in. I have an extra room. I was like, say less. Came, moved in. And then from there, I got an office for my jewelry downtown. And then she was like, well, what can we do together? Like, since you already know how to do X, Y, and Z. And then really, that's how Belladonna was born. Literally on her couch.
Two driven baddies.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are both seem very equally driven
yeah.
and get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love it.
Yeah. So
I have a piece from Belladonna. Belladonna from like 2012. Do like, you? I still have it's the Mickey and Minnie.
Yes.
Like, I still have it, the crew neck.
That's
yeah.
so cute. That's so you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we were like, you know, we were also very much into streetwear, but we, you know, back then, like, there was not very many streetwear brands. There was like, I don't know, it was like Married to the Mob.
Maybe. Black Scale.
But Girls.
Oh, Girls. Females, yeah, that no, wasn't Married even to the thing. Mob and...
Maybe Dime Piece, maybe Hell's Bells. I don't even know.
Yeah. Hell's Bells and shit was like 2007, 2006. I remember them being a thing then.
So, yeah. So
I think they were already fizzing out
fizzing
by then.
Out, yeah. So it wasn't even really that many options. And so we were like, well, we're always wearing boy clothes because that's what we relate to the most. We're mm-hmm. collecting like Supreme and shit like that. So we're like, well, why don't we do something like for us? Like what, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's where it started. And we're like, okay, we conjoined both like Honeybee's audience and her audience she had already built. And we're like, okay, let's decide like this mock collab and let's see what happens. And we put it together and we started promoting it. And I think on our first drop, we made like 10 racks and we're like, oh shit. Like
the timing was perfect.
Yeah.
You filled a spot that needed to be filled.
That needed to be filled because it didn't exist. And so from there, like she always had big plans because Lala's a very, she's very big picture. She like, or she's incredible. Her brain's really great in that way. But me, mm-hmm. I was like, well, let's see what happens. Like, okay, let's go. And the thing is like, we did that drop. And then truly, the people, like, our demo took it and turned it into what it is today. And mm-hmm. It was like, again, it's like something that was, I would say God appointed. Like, the universe was like, hey, this is what you're going to do. And this is what, you know what I mean? And you just fucking.
Divine timing.
Yeah, divine timing. You mm-hmm. just fucking, you get it done. So, you know, it's turned into a much bigger thing. It's a movement. It's a community. It's a place for girls to feel like they belong, we belong. It's very, you know, Latina, like, oriented. It's very...
very brown, black and brown.
Very black and brown. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's really cool for me, like, this is, like, such a deep-rooted conversation because it can go so many ways as far as, like, not really knowing where to belong. For a person like me, I grew up in a black neighborhood. So mm-hmm. I had, and my family was very Mexican, but not racist. My brothers would date black chicks. Like,
which
that
was rare.
Is very rare.
That's not really a thing.
Exactly.
In Mexican families.
Not at all. And so I grew, and my parents weren't racist at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had a foster kid. They adopted one of my brother's best friends, Sharon. So I grew, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I grew up in a different place than most other people. So I was extra confused.
Yeah.
Because now I'm gravitating towards black culture, but I know that's not my culture per se, but I appreciate it and I love it.
Yeah.
So it's cool for me to see, like, now my nieces, because of what we've built with Belladonna, to feel like, you know, to see yourself and identify, to see my nieces to be so proud.
Yes.
And be like, they know exactly who they are. Yeah, they know exactly who they are. And I was like, and it's really cool for me to think, like, we did that.
You did.
You know what I mean? And so.
One thing I've always loved about you guys is you always reach back. Like, no matter how big y'all got your shit going, no matter what you got popping, you always have amplified black and brown models.
Absolutely.
From your hood. Yep. Like, and instead of using, like, who that industry tries to force feed everyone, who they determine is fly. Like, y'all knew
we
who
set
y'all...
the beauty standard.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The beauty standard is our customer. And so we never went through an agency. At first, like, when we were building the brand, it was a little shaky because we were trying to figure things out. Like, what do we really align with? Mm. And it really turned into our own customer because a lot of those girls were literally coming to our pop-ups.
Yeah.
They were in our DMs and we're like, perfect, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, come.
And
like,
the shoots
and it's authentic.
That you were putting together were such high quality, like, it looked like full-on editorial shoots. Like,
and
the shit was popping.
And it was,
I met so many people through you guys.
Oh,
like, so many faces I wouldn't have normally found on my own. Like,
so
different
dope.
Models. And still to this day, like, what is it? What's his name? The one with the mullet. Ginger?
Ginger. Oh, you know Ginger? Oh, that's my little brother.
Another amazing, like, found through you. Like,
oh,
all these people. You've introduced me to a lot of amazing people.
We definitely
LA people.
Loved. Well, that makes me really feel really good because that was always our intention. And we've always, again, Lala and I have, her and I relate on so many levels on so many different things. Like, for instance, we both come from very dysfunctional families and very, like, poor families.
Yeah.
And so to us, you know, we were like embarrassed growing up. Like, we were embarrassed of, like, like our houses and the cars our parents would drive, and maybe we fucking had one of a broken window in the front, or like, I don't know, you know, my mom would fucking fucking constantly propagate plants and put them in fucking random cups in the front yard. I'm like, I want to die. But or like a statue of the Virgin Mary, I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know what, let's change the perspective, let's put on a different, let's look at our neighborhoods and our families with a different lens, and actually let's highlight the beauty of what our neighborhoods are and the culture and the richness.
Because it's so relatable for so many fucking people.
And I'm like, everything, it's really changed the way I see just life in general, because everything is what truly what you make it. You could see, I don't know, something that truly is ugly, and if you just, if you look at it in a different angle, a different lens, you can figure out how to appreciate the good stuff.
And make it fly.
And make it fly.
Absolutely.
So that's really what we did, is like, we're switching it up. We're not out here like showing you like, oh, these are our cars, our bags. No, actually, this is where we came from. This is our inspo. And this is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Our mothers are, we always say like our family photo albums is our true beauty inspo, fashion inspo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all right there. So it was just a matter of like shining that light and changing the narrative. Like, we're going to be proud.
Yeah.
And we have, and we are.
And you did it. And it's so relatable for so many girls. Like,
I love it. There's so many times, it takes a lot of yourself, of like sacrifice to build something like that. And there's times where I'd be like, I don't want to do, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it's like,
is there a lot of risk?
No. I mean, like, it's just so consuming. Yeah. And then just being an entrepreneur and just in general, like a business owner. And then there'd be times like I'd open like a DM and there's a girl would be like, I'm so inspired by you guys that today I decided to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm going back to school, or I'm starting a business, or I'm just so proud to be Latina. I feel so proud. And I'm like, you don't have the option or the choice to stop this.
Right.
It's not even up to you anymore. Like, this is like it's your responsibility and your duty. And it just keeps us like going, that it means so much. And we're really proud. I'm very, you know, and I feel like all of it was meant to be, like you said, divine timing, because Lala's the absolute perfect partner. We're very.
And it wouldn't have worked with anyone else. It's
me and
literally
her,
both of y'all.
It's literally, we each bring our very important elements. And we are like similar. We have the similar thoughts on a lot of things and opinions,
mm-hmm.
and our morals, our values, they all
important
align.
Stuff.
But our personalities can also be different.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of like, we say like she's the mild to my wild, but it's needed.
Yeah.
Like
it's
both. It's a good balance. So I'm like, I don't think this could have happened with anybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. And you guys have had huge things happen. Your Jordan collab.
Well,
Nike collab, what's going on with that?
So we have, we've had quite a few really dope collabs that, you know, like our biggest, like.
Was there a Dodgers collab?
Yes, we've had three drops with them. We've had the collab with True Religion.
I forgot about that
one. Yeah,
oh,
that was
shit.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. Hopefully we could run that back.
Yes.
But that was a really fun one. We've done, what else have we done? We did the Super Bowl with NFL.
Yes.
We've done really cool stuff. Really, really
big
cool.
Things.
Really cool things. So we haven't done a collab with Jordan, but we do have a partnership with them. So basically,
what's
Jordan
the difference between a partnership and a collab?
Okay, a collab is a product, like a product collab. But what we do is basically, Jordan Brand built a house, like they call it the Jordan House in Inglewood. So it's basically like a giant gym. Oh. And so they built it for All-Star Weekend, for the Olympics, and for Super Bowl. So they're going to be, like, everybody's going to be here for the next couple of years because of all these major things happening.
Yeah.
So Jordan Brand started an initiative where when they built the house, like, we don't want to just, like, show up in the city and be like, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we want to check in with people from the city to make sure, like, you know, the community's actually being served, that they give back. And so, in fact, that Jordan Brand House, when it's not in use for Jordan activations, they let, like, Inglewood High use it to practice. So, like, some of the kids, the basketball kids, are in there practicing with, like, basketball players, like NBA players.
What the fuck?
Really fucking cool.
Yeah,
and so
that is.
What they did is they started something called the Council of Greatness, which is what we're a part of. And it's a women collective. And basically, everybody that's in the council brings a different element from the culture of the city. Like, we have a girl, Kelly, she's the one who does Family Food Fest, for a complex. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the one who does that. We have another girl named Dez, who she runs a a showcase for basketball, like young basketball players, like girls, specifically females, from like, I think middle school. And she gets them scouts to get them scholarships, to get them in college, to like, so she does a lot of work in the community with basketball. We have Dime, who's from South Central. She's an activist. She does a lot of community work. She's very much in the art world. She's, mm-hmm. you know, so she brings that element. We have a girl named AJ, who is a DJ. She's very young. She's 16, but she's very, like, her family's very, very much in the LA music scene.
Yeah.
So she's amazing at 16. And then there's Lala and I, who bring in, you know, the other flavor.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's really cool. At first, I was like,
I didn't realize there were so many.
Yeah, there's a few, but everybody brings a different element. So yeah. At first, I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of perks. They've been amazing. The Jordan family's awesome. I love them. They really take care of us. And at first, I was just like, okay, that's cool. They're just checking off a box. No, they actually really care. They check up. Like,
the fact they're even getting people from
them. They don't even have to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they really check in, like, how can we help you guys? What do you guys have planned on? What's on your calendar? Like, how can we, like, back you guys up? What support do you need? Like, they've just been amazing. Yeah, so, but hopefully, you know, our ultimate goal is to get a shoe collab. So hopefully that's...
Just put it in the universe now.
Oh, trust me. It's gonna happen. At every turn, I mention it.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you ready to talk about the shoe?
Good morning. Don't forget our shoe.
I'm still here.
So hopefully that happens. We'll leave it up to the universe. But yeah, so that's cool. And then they keep us really busy because they're constantly doing stuff. And, you know, so it's really fucking cool. That's really dope.
Let's talk about, this is going to be a lot of shit. Scam.
Okay, so the hub of everything we do is basically Belladonna.
Okay.
Okay? She's, like, the big boss.
Yes.
And everything else that we've created...
is an extension of that.
Yes. So it's, like, its own little, like, micro, like...
umbrella.
Universe. Yeah. So Belladonna's, like, she's the mama, the big mama. And then, mm-hmm. I do a party with Lala and my other childhood best friend, James Solano. And it is called Scam and Jam.
I've posted it before. I've attended a few times. I went a Halloween one
time.
Yeah,
you did.
You were like a peacock. I went with Bunny one time.
Oh, yeah, you brought the girls.
We were in town for her birthday, I think. Like, I'm excited to attend more.
Yes.
Whenever I can, if you're in the area, if you can make it, go.
They'd be
sold out.
Yeah.
This is a monthly party.
It's been going on for 9 years, and it's basically what Belladonna sounds like. So it is all funk, freestyle, oldies, 90s West Coast hip hop.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's like our slogan is, if you can play it in a lowrider, you can play it at Scam. So it's really, mm-hmm. you know, and we always have like lowrider clubs come out and bring out their cars
in front,
and it's just very
look.
Much our whole point of making this party was, one, that didn't exist in the city at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that.
Right.
And so
we created it.
And we were like, okay, but the twist is, this party is all inclusive. It don't matter if, I know a lot of people think, oh, it's just a bunch of essays. No, it's not. Actually, if you're, my black homies come, they're like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, it's your music.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of people don't know Amo Chicano music is black music.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
100%. Yeah. I'm like, a lot of our culture, specifically Chicano culture, is taken from different, a lot of black
There's
culture
There's a lot
influence.
Of denial about that.
Well, and I don't understand it. Yeah. And that's actually, again, what we are trying to shine the light. And we make sure that we big up, like, black artists that we big up, like, you know what I mean? And we make sure that we always have black DJs on the lineup because it's so fucking important.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's what needs to, we need to continue to relay that message. Not only that, but it's also very inclusive with our LGBTQ community. If you are a drag queen, come through. You're a trans girl, come through. Everybody is welcome.
It's
You're
so
gay.
Inclusive.
It's super it's inclusive.
It's a vibe. It's
super
so
duper.
Much fun.
It's very important to us. And it's also like a generational party. So we say, like, you know, with Chicano music or culture, nothing really changes. It literally stays the same. So we're like, a lot of the music that we listen to or that we play is music your grandma probably listened to.
She knows the words.
Yeah,
for
she knows
sure.
100%. Mm-hmm. And she's probably the one who showed it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, bring your auntie, bring your grandma, bring whoever. And they really
can sing along.
It's a multi-generational event, a party.
Yeah.
And everybody's welcomed. And it's really dope to see, like, the young kids still keeping that alive. And I'm like, it's very important that we keep this shit going and that we keep our culture alive and that, you know, we may do some, like, little upgrades here and there, or, like, mm-hmm. you know, education, like, school people on, like, what this really means, what this is, and most importantly, like, just share community and like share space.
You're doing a lot of community work.
We love it.
Yeah.
It's
not just fashion and it's not just, you know.
No, there's a true purpose and a meaning behind it. It's just different iterations of it. Just different, like, different manifestations of the same fucking
message. Let's talk about Sweet Streets. Like, how much time we got?
Okay. Well, Sweet Street is basically the cosmetics that goes with the Belladonna style.
It's another arm of Big Mama.
Yeah, it's another arm of Big Mama. So, yeah. So, we were like, again, you know, we are so much about, like, highlighting the, you know, the examples within our own families, within our own communities of who's really the beauty standard, who's really, like, the inspiration for everybody else who copies their shit.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of times, unfortunately, white people who copy a lot of, like,
And give no credit. That's the problem.
That's the true problem. So we were like, okay, well, we're just going to create our own branding that relates, specifically speaks to the Latina and Black girls. Mm-hmm. More specifically, Latinas, because we can't, you know what I mean? Like, we could speak for who we can speak for.
Yeah.
But that's welcomed. You know what I mean? We can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not our story to tell.
Right.
So we do a lot of, like, classic colors, like your red. In fact, that was, like, we were inspired by the Selena red. Mm-hmm. We went on a deep dive to fucking figure it out.
It's not a pinky red. It's not, like, a berry red. No. It's not, like, a too orangey red. No. It's a true red.
True red.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we were so excited to, like, okay, let's do it. We were really in the labs. We didn't, nothing is white label. Nothing, everything is manufactured. Either in LA, we have our lip liners, our thick and thin dual lipsticks are manufactured in, I feel like Germany. It's Germany. Mm-hmm. Because that's actually the only place in the world that'll manufacture pencil sharpeners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anything that you get from the store that's, like, sharpened, it's from Germany.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have
fun facts.
We have some pieces that were manufactured in Italy. We have, our eyeshadows are manufactured here in LA in the same warehouses as, like, Jeffree Star or, like, some big, big brands.
This is not, like, beauty supply makeup. This is, like, high-quality formulas. And I've tried to express that to people. Like, this isn't, like, some cheap my homies makeup, like, that, you know what I mean, like a phase. This is high quality formulas. Like, I can't,
like, in the lab of the chemist, like,
yeah, no, legit,
like,
yeah,
formulating for, like, over a year, because it takes a really long time,
but at an affordable price point.
Yes. And, well, that was important to us. Yeah, we wanted to make sure
you were able to maintain that.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we could make a quality product to make the girls proud and to be affordable.
Right.
And our palette, like, our LA Lady palette, which is all the neutrals, that shit will last you forever.
Yeah.
It takes a really long time to go through a color.
It does.
So we
and they're so pigmented. Yeah. I got Bunny on it. That's her shit. Like, when she gets low, she tells me, I order more. Like, that's her shit.
I love that. Yeah. We were very intentional with that as well. Nothing we do is ever half-assed. We don't.
And I love that.
We want to show up, like, you know, we are so prideful and we're so, like, you know, we want to make our girls proud more than anything.
You are.
So everything, thank you. Everything that we do, we want to make sure it's the best at the best of our ability.
Yeah.
And so we go above and beyond to make sure that
you're not half-assing anything.
We really try not to. We really, really, like, because honestly, truly, if we can't go full fucking throttle, we don't want to do it. Yeah. Like, it's not worth
it. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse than, like, you mediocre, wanting to support your people,
yeah,
but then it's something that there wasn't a lot of effort put into, or they're not taking
not
it serious.
Fair.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes I'll still support because, like, you know, if it's my friend or something, but it's like, is this a phase? Like, this is not something you're really trying effort into.
Yeah, I have problems with that because I'm like, why would I support mediocrity? Like, why don't you go back?
Because I'm encouraging
you to keep
it at that level. Yeah. I struggle with that.
Yeah. Me too. But also, I'm really honest sometimes to, like, a fault.
Well,
and
we need that.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it makes very uncomfortable situations. But the truth is like, your friends will, like, that's great that you have friends that support you. That's amazing. Yeah. However, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
Because then your friends, it's almost like enabling, setting you up for, like, disaster.
I feel that way about music too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people.
Oh, and I'm a fucking snob. So you will not get a positive like.
Yeah, like I'm not really playing those games. Unless it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sharing your shit unless I really.
And I don't want you to embarrass yourself, friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
do better.
I'm doing you a solid by not fucking.
Do better. Yeah. And I appreciate that kind of critique too. Like me and Lala, we're brutally honest with each other. And sometimes it's not what you want to hear. Yeah, you're an artist and you're sensitive, but it's needed.
It is.
It is needed. Constructive criticism is very important, especially if it comes from somebody who, like, you respect or somebody, like, a friend.
And there's a way to do it that you're not being mean.
You can communicate anything. Literally, you can tell somebody they're the biggest piece of shit, and if you say it in the nicest way, you can't be offended. You can't be mad.
It's true.
It's true. You don't, it doesn't have to be an attack. It could be.
It's in the delivery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
you have another party starting.
Yeah.
Now, I was making my notes and I didn't know. Is this a summer party thing or are you going to keep this going?
Okay. So the tea is, I was just telling my friend earlier today too. I'm like, my ultimate dream is to have a nightclub. Since I was a kid, I've been obsessed with like Studio 54, and I'm like, I just love an experience. I'm like a big music girl. I'm like, I've been outside since I can fucking remember. Actually, some of my biggest career opportunities have come from being outside and meeting girls drunk in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, me designing for Beyonce was a stylist I met in the fucking
bathroom. In the bathroom.
Who helped me lift up my girdle or some shit. Like, and then it turned into, So, but anyhow, I really love music. And I think that music is it's my religion. It is something that I think is pivotal to also with my mental health struggles. Like that's the one fucking thing that will immediately change my mood. It's like medicine immediately. Mm-hmm. So I truly I love music and I love an experience. I love art. And I'm like, if we could put all those things together, like Studio 54, it's a whole fucking production. That's my goal. However, in the meantime, until I get there, I'm like, what's the next best thing? Be a party promoter. So create experiences in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so a few summers ago, Lala and I launched Lover Girl, which is the new event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually not new. We're just relaunching. So Girl started. It was my concept as I'm like, I want to do a girl's brunch. Again, a business advice. The best thing to do is when there's something missing, create it.
Yes.
Because then there will be a demand. You don't have to, you're not going to be in competition with a bunch of other shit. Like, it's nothing new and different.
That's good
and
advice.
And that's always going to get, you just got to think, like, what's missing in this area and then do that.
Yeah.
So, there wasn't any, like, real, like, female, like, catered events that were, like, actually a turn up as, you know, outside of, like, I don't know, like, typical girl, like, brunches or like wine tasting, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I want to do a brunch, but that's also a party because me and my homegirls, we love a brunch. And we get
love a party.
Listen, once the mimosas start hitting, we're like, okay, where are we going next?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, what if we just do a brunch that you don't have to go anywhere
because it's gonna
a one stop shop. Yes. There you go. And it's really for like the girlies to like link up with the homegirls, like after a long week, like let's link up, let's fucking, you know, kiki, let's just catch up, just have girls do girl shit and be fucking wild and dumb and who cares and not have to think about the boys and the pressure it's for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it was literally a ball. We had such a great time. It was so amazing. And we did it for the summer and then we got really busy. And then we just kind of forgot about it. Not forgot, but it just wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
And then it started itching at me. Like earlier this year, I was like, I want to bring her back, but she needs to be better and flyer and grow up a little bit.
Okay.
I started scouting venues and I found a few like really dope rooftops. And then my homeboy, who is like a club manager, like from all of my friend that I told you, my Jamaican friend, Sire.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, I have this spot. He was like, I have the connections here at Hotel Figueroa in downtown, which is a historical hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the lore of that hotel is fucking dope. It was started in 1920s. And in that time, I didn't know this, men and women could not stay in the same hotel together. Women would have to stay separately from men. So that hotel was for women. It was started by women.
What a cool history.
Super.
That hotel
in 1920s, yes, only for women. It was started by women, only for women.
What perfect place for a woman's party.
Right.
For the girls.
So that's why I'm like, it's all aligned, right? And so he took us there. The management was like, we love this. Like, we actually want to bring back the history of like, kind of revive it.
Yeah.
And all girls brunch is fucking dope. So we're like, okay, we're in there. So it's a restaurant. It's at a hotel, but the restaurant It's an open concept. So half of the wall is open. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into a pool and then to a little casita that's like a two-story situation. It's just set up perfectly for us. So it's like a brunch and a pool party. And we were like, okay, well, what's the missing element? And we're like, we need the LGBTQ community. We need fashion. So we brought in our little homie Rio. He owns a company called Rio Sport, and he is actually like really dope, and he's a Chicano designer as well. But he's done like Paris Fashion Week. He's done like New York Fashion Week. He did a big show here in LA. He's like was a like direct apprentice in Margiela. Like he's really legit. And so he has that community. So we're like, okay, the girls and the gays.
Yes.
Let's go. And the allies. So boys are allowed if you're an ally.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's the concept. We're really fucking excited. I have big plans. It's barely like the first party on Sunday. But we do have a lot of big sponsors that are really interested in teaming up with us, which was my intention.
Yeah.
Is like make this shit so fucking fly that everybody's going to want in on it. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, we're going to travel with this fucking party all over the U.S. Oh, and we're going to be at Coachella. I'm manifesting that. Yeah. So if you're a brand and like any brand. Oh, no, not any. Maybe like a liquor, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can go and get us a Coachella house. We want to do that. We want to, you know, make it a thing. And it's really for the girls. That I think it's just like it's good to network again. Some of my biggest like career breaks in my life have been from meeting girls outside.
Yeah.
And meeting other people. And I'm like,
so what better way to give back?
What better way? Exactly. And so, yeah, from there, we're trying to figure out ways to like how we could like what's the give back? Like, for instance, I'm like, oh, maybe if there's a DJ who's an aspiring DJ, maybe I can give you a shot and you can come spin. Or in maybe.
Sorry, it's a ghost in here.
Or like Rio is like, hey, maybe we can do a competition and I could the winner can model for my next runway show, or like just give each other opportunities.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's just really fun, and just to have fun and unwind in a safe place.
Is it going to be a monthly thing?
Yeah. Now it's a summer series, and we'll see how that goes, and we'll see what it turns into.
Yeah.
Because one thing I've learned is like you can plan all you want, but the universe and the people, then the demand is going to turn it into what it's going to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Can we talk at all about this goth event?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. They never end, guys.
Literally, it never fucking ends. So we teamed up with Scam and Jam, teamed up with our homies, Los Goths, who are a giant LA goth collective. And they do like the coolest shit. Like their events are they do a lot of different events, but this specific event that they throw monthly is Dark Wave, it's New Wave, it's there's also some it's another genre of music, but they mix it with like cumbias and they'll mix it with like hip-hop. It's just a really unique fucking cool sound, and everybody you would thrive there. Yeah. You would feel that's your community.
Yes.
And they're everybody's so fly, like it'll be like a vampire girl in her latex, and like it's just fucking, I'm like mind blown. I feel like I missed my calling in life to be gothic.
It's not too late. I told you, it's not too late. You're doing everything. Like you can do that too.
I just pop out.
Yeah,
like,
I would love it.
So they throw this amazing event. We teamed up with them. We created a party called Vampires versus Cholos, and it's based off of a real book that they were referencing. So we're like, okay, cool. So they bring in the goth element, we bring in the cholo element. But the cool thing is
there's
that
already a marriage.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and for the people that are not familiar, I mean, we have kittens that are goth Chicanas.
Yeah, like, okay. So they would get it.
They would totally get it. But if you're not familiar, if you're maybe outside of California, I don't know, the relationship between goths and Chican, even Mexican culture, like there's a marriage.
Absolutely.
And it just goes. And I don't know how it started. It just is.
It's been around for a really long time.
Yes. And it just is. And it's such a strong, huge community. Yeah. Like,
it's huge.
Yes.
It's really, really huge. And it's a lifestyle. It's not just a party. It's a true lifestyle. So like when we had our first party, which was last year, I believe in September, like we're playing the Scam and Jam side, so we're switching off sets, right? So they're playing their music, and then we'll put our DJ on that's doing the funk freestyle. All the goths knew, like when Too Short came on, bye. it was like the coolest shit. All the goths know every funk song. Like they knew they were going along with it. Like, you know what I mean? So it was really
Was that unexpected for you to see that?
Yes and no.
The reaction?
I just didn't know it would be that big. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. Yeah, so that was a huge hit. I think we did it at the Belasco in downtown LA. I think we hit like 2,000 capacity. It was, and people were dying.
Them parties
to like,
be packed the fuck out.
They were dying to get in. And so we were like, well, we have to do this. We have to run this back. So we actually just confirmed, we haven't announced it yet, but I'm telling you guys. We just confirmed two dates for September in LA, so be on the lookout.
Yes.
And October in San Francisco. Yeah, so you...
I have to be there.
She's going to come. For sure, I was like, oh, you're going to be one of the hosts for sure.
I have to fucking for be there. Sure. You guys have to come with me. Like, oh my God, I'm looking
maybe
so
forward.
Maybe
we could do something
it.
Where we could, like, maybe some of your listeners something. Can win some tickets to come.
We should do it. Yeah.
That would be fun. And get you guys a little bottle
yes.
or something.
Yes, and have a little time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm already ready to pick out my outfit. Yeah, I love it.
Good, you could do a get ready with me for
yes.
us.
Yes. No, I'm excited for this. And just everything else that you're constantly working on. Your brain. Yes. Don't fucking stop.
It's a fucking problem, girl.
No, it's the best problem, though. Like, I always talk about how I like to have driven friends with goals.
It's friends working.
Yeah, it is. And you have to have that around you so that, you know, just to keep yourself on your fucking toes. You know what I mean? I don't want to ever be stagnant. I don't want to ever be fucking half-assed, doing bare minimum, living off of... I ain't even got that option to live off of nobody else. But, like, you know, I'd like to be around like-minded, creative, driven fucking people.
Yeah, and, well, you have to be very careful who you surround yourself with.
Because you do.
That's,
and it's never too late
that's
to
your
rearrange.
Reality. Yeah. Never. Absolutely not. Sometimes, you know, you outgrow people and whatever. And then sometimes you align with people that are more, like-minded. But it's just, even energetically, scientifically, it's important that you are around people who inspire
osmosis.
You. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the power of osmosis.
Even if it's not necessarily like your same field or what you want, just that energy, that go-getter, that being ambitious and driven is so important. So important. So it I'm is. Like, if you want to be successful, be around successful people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with them and around them. I value our friendship.
Me too.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you so much for coming and talking
of
to my
course.
Friends. I'm going to have you back. We'll update on all the other shit you're starting.
It's a lot. Oh, God. It's a lot.
I love it, though. It's very inspiring. And,
well, you inspire me. I think that you need your flowers as well. I've seen
you.
I've seen you grow just not only like in your podcast, but I've seen you grow as a person throughout the years so much.
For sure.
And I feel so proud of you.
Thank you.
I feel like you definitely, you know, you deserve your flowers as much as possible. I've seen you turn, like, well, you've always been a great mom, but I've seen you, like, you know, just go through all these different phases, and I'm just always so proud and always cheering you on. And just, I
think it has taken me a little longer maybe to grow up in a lot of ways, but, like, you know, that's important.
Understandably
so. Yeah, it's important to me, and, you know, I'm not going to slow down, and I'm not going to let nobody else slow me down.
Yeah.
So, you know, do my best.
Well, we could see, and it's showing, and we're proud of you, and we
Thank
all love you.
You
so much. Not just me, the whole, we all love you.
Yeah.
Very, very. The kittens.
You guys keep me encouraged and motivated for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love this new era.
I do too.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel good being able to do all the things that I've been wanting to work on and just having the freedom to create whenever I want.
I would like to suggest or recommend.
What?
Is really for myself, and I'm sure other girls feel the same way. I'm like, we just want to hear more about your life again. Like,
okay.
I'm like, I love your interviews, but I'm like, okay, well, I want to hear, what is she up to? Like, who is she fucking on? What is she doing? What's he doing? Like,
I know. I'll get to that. I tend to do, like, my solo episodes, or when I get to talk about myself more now. When I have friends come and sit in with me, I want to hear about y'all shit, you know? But I still do a lot of solo episodes with Lev and get to talk about myself and current events and shit. I'll talk about myself more.
Yeah, we love
it. I still be having some shit going on.
We love it, girl.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Where can they find you?
Okay, I'm just going to give you one, two.
Big Mama.
I'll give you Belladonna.
Okay.
Belladonna, L-A, B-E-L-L-A-D-O-N-A-L-A, and on Instagram. And then I'll give you my personal, which is Natalia Gold.
Yes.
And then from there, you'll find
you'll
the
get
whole,
all the rest.
The universe.
Yeah. And I'll tag both of those in the show notes and everything so you guys can find it. Just go straight to the show description. And I'll have you there, and I'll have you back, and
we'll update.
We'll keep everybody updated on the events that we're going to show up at and all the fun stuff that we can support.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, all the good stuff. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.